My second interview of the night and period with Adam from We Are Nothing. How's it going, Adam?
It's going well.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Fucking, have the, you've been as far as like the drum, finding the drummer and everything.
There's been literally zero things happening. We got a guy that might be trying out, hopefully, this week. As of that, we've had no type of hits. Seems nobody's interested in drumming for weird.
That's crazy to me, man, because if I know if I play drums, I at least try.
That's what I'm saying, man. If I had a
you guys
drum
are amazing.
Like, let me play the drums, but I can't because I'm also a bass player in the same game. Yeah. If I had an extra set of arms, I could do it.
How long have you been doing music for?
Picked up guitar when I was 14, so damn near 20 years now.
Okay.
Damn, I'm old.
No, I was thinking the same thing.
20 years ago, that was at some. It seems like yesterday.
And what made you decide to like focus, make that a focal point?
I don't even know if I can answer that question. It's just something inside of me that, you know, like drives me to play it. Like as soon as I realized that, holy crap, I could be just like my heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick up a guitar and make those same type of sounds. And then that was it.
I don't know.
Everything else doesn't matter compared to that. No. It's my brain.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. It's just like the moment that you go from listening to these bands for years to like, okay, yeah, I could do this.
Yeah. And
all right.
It's like the first time you took a drug, you know what I'm saying? Where you were, your whole life was perfectly clear and everything was fine. And then you did a drug and that changed everything. And that's what music is to me.
It's, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like a drug which is fucking took over my life completely, and I'm a junkie.
Right on. Yeah. I dig that. Hell yeah. What's the craziest memory or show that you can recall playing?
That's a tough one.
And keep thing recalling.
There's a couple that stand out. Years ago, I was in a punk rock band called X and Ferris, and we had like a little mini tour, 2-day thing going on. We're all jazzed about it. The first day we drive up to Somerville, Mass, right outside of Boston. And fucking, we were playing with all these hardcore bands. And we were totally like a political, you know, anarchist fucking type of group. Fucking cross-punk type of shit. And we played this show and everybody, it was Boston, it was an election year, you know. And everybody turned their backs on us. Our first song was called The Message to George W. Bush. And the light guy put up a red star, a white star, and a blue star. And just left it like that the whole entire time. And we're like, we had one dude standing out in front of us, and there was a bunch of people there. And then, so we got all pissed off and left. And on the way home, we like get onto the highway and just dead stop traffic underneath the fucking those tunnels in Boston for like 9 hours. We got a video of it, just like, see that sign? We'll check back in 20 minutes. 20 minutes later, it's still in the same spot. But then the very next day, we drove down to the Bronx and played at a show called a place called Rumors. That's not there anymore. And it was all, again, hardcore dudes and shit. We're like, fuck, you know? Mm. And everybody was totally cool. Within our first note of the first song, there was a mosh pit, like...
Nice.
You know, it's closer to me than you are right now.
Right.
They totally accepted us, and it was awesome. We were all, cool. 19, and we were drinking in there and stuff. It was definitely cool, so...
Nice.
Definitely cool, so...
Yeah. Shit. If we were to play a song right now from anything that you've played, what would you want us to air?
Wow. Probably According to the Boogeyman, Children Are Delicious.
All right.
We Are Nothing.
I think we could play that right now, matter of fact.
Awesome.
Very cool. All right. And check it out. We back right after this track. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Actually, speaking on the whole playing with bands, like mixed genres, do you approve of it or disapprove of it?
In what context? You mean like having mixed genre bands play
the same on the same bill, yeah.
It's like communism, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like it would be awesome, but in actuality, you get, you know, the metal guys that came for the metal band are all standing over there. The guys that came for the punk rock band are all standing over there, and there's, like, no intermingling, so it's kind of like, A, the message of the solidarity is kind of lost among those crowds, usually, and B, for the bands, it sucks because, you know, the more into it everybody is, the more into it we are, you know?
Right.
And a lot of times, people that came to a metal show don't want to see the rock band, and, you know, they don't want to see the punk rock band, and that's one of the things that makes it so difficult for We Are Nothing, is because we are a punk rock band, and a metal band, and a rock band, you know what I mean? And we jump all around, and so I think if more fans would be open to more music as opposed to just what genre they like.
Specifics, yeah.
I think everybody would be enriched by it.
Right on. Yeah, I've actually asking around, trying to book shows and get bands from, like, different genres. Like, I asked Jerry Skids, they're a Dead cover band, that they wanted to play with my band. They're like, yeah, well, we've done shows like that, and it's just like you said, like, there's just a rift.
Yeah.
Like, the metal heads will stand right there, the hip-hop heads will stand over here, the dead heads will stand over there, and it's just like, when you try to combine a scene and it just fails like that, it hurts, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's one of the problems that we face in our scene around Connecticut, is that there's been, you know, I book shows too, there's a lot of us doing it, and there's been a lot of those shows, and then people get, like, the taste in their mouth, like, oh, that's what they're all like. You know what I mean? And yeah, I've even had shows like that where it's just like, I want to bridge the gaps, and they don't get bridged, and maybe we lose a little bit of the scene that way just because, you know, people get that thought in their head, like, oh, last time I went, it sucked, so I'm not going to go this time.
Right, it's like, okay, I tried it once, and it's like, well, it's kind of like jumping in the water.
Yeah.
You know, you jump in the water first time. Okay, yeah, it's kind of cold. Jumping again. Okay, well, this is fine. You know?
That third time you're coming in off the rope swing. Like,
yeah, wow! Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well,
that's what it should be. Yeah, that's what it should be. I mean, the whole point of music, whether you're listening or playing, it's supposed to be fun. You know, even if it's a dead serious topic that the band is talking about, it's still supposed to be fun. You know,
absolutely.
You're supposed to go out and fuck the troubles of the week. I'm just going to go have a couple brews with my buddies and listen to some tunes, maybe get a black eye. You know?
Yeah. You know,
and that's
hell fun. Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, it seems like people forgot about that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, and people also, like, I've noticed this in the scene as well. I'm like, with the bands that have been around for a long time and that have been in the before scene into the now scene are more judgmental on the people on, I mean, like, a better way to say it, us that are coming out now, and they won't either promote us or even really show up at our shows. You know, like we were there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where are you? Yeah. You know.
And so, you know, it's a give and take thing. It shouldn't be so clicky within the bands because it's, you know, well, we're better than them and they're better than us, so we can't hang out with them. And, well, you know, we don't want to go support them. Why not, man? Like, I understand not liking bands, obviously, but, like, you don't have to go support the bands you don't like, but you can't possibly not like any of the bands.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good shit around here, and there's a lot of crap around here. But just because there's a lot of crap around here doesn't mean that when you go digging through that pile of crap, you might not find a diamond.
Right. All right. We kind of touched base on it already, but what would you like to see happen or change within the local music scene?
What I'd like to see happen is, like I said before, you know, people coming out and supporting. You know, there's a lot of different bars that you can just go to, and there will probably be bands playing. You know what I mean? People should just go out with, like, $5, you know? That's not that much to spend on seeing four or five bands, six bands, you know. And like I said, you might find something awesome. And like, what I'd like to see change is the elitism. I'd like to see that removed. Because nobody's better than anybody else. It's all different, right. You know. You might be not the most talented band member in the world or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But people still might love you. Look at Didi Ramone, you know. Look at the Ramones in general. They weren't that good at their instruments, but they wrote awesome music. So, and then on the opposite end of that, you can also be really good at your instruments and not write awesome music. You know, and you never know. You never know. A band of, you know, the 3 16-year-olds that have been jamming for a week.
Yeah.
You know, they're allowed in the bar just to play their set, and they're awesome. You know, like,
right.
Or the freaking 55-year-old dudes that are still grinding out Cannibal Corpse covers.
Brutal Truth. And
like, hey, all right, guys, you know, like, I'm not going to throw any names out, but, you know, there's bands that are doing that, and are you just taking up space?
Right.
You know, I understand playing shows, absolutely. I want to be 50 years old playing shows, too, but, like, metal's kind of a young man's game, I guess. And I feel even I'm, you know, 30-plus years old, I'm pushing it.
Yeah, you know? I definitely hear that.
Because I don't, you know, and I say that because it's about the show, you know? I don't know how much longer I can jump around like a maniac on stage without, you know, slipping discs and, you know, being just a general old man. And I also don't want to get up on stage and just be like, I'm standing here playing a bass and singing some words for you. I'm not even sweating. I don't even have my shirt off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to get up there and get drunk and fall over stuff and scream at the crowd and not even be anywhere near the microphone and be yelling my vocals.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I don't know. That's heaven for me, man.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Give us a cool story or something like that.
Yeah.
Alright.
Or there's also the fact that you're going to be playing with... you're going to be playing with Marilyn Manson, pretty much.
Well, yeah. That's going to happen on April 4th at the Palace Theater.
Cool, man.
Daisy Berkowitz, founding member and original guitar player of Marilyn Manson, is going to be playing some Manson tunes, some tunes from the earlier albums and the Spooky Kids stuff, and from a couple of his other projects. And I get to play bass for it, which that's like shaking hands with like a god, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge Marilyn Manson fan, and I've always been a mostly fan of their earlier stuff, the Spooky Kids stuff and the creepier stuff, and because of Daisy Berkowitz's guitar playing, and now I get to play on stage with them and support, like, that's not really... It's going to be so hard for me, like, when... Because we're going to have a couple of rehearsals before that, but just to not be like...
Dude!
Right, like, whoa! Like, shake my hand again!
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm probably just going to be super awkward standing over in the corner.
Like...
But, yeah, man, that's exciting stuff.
Yeah, man.
I'm pretty excited about that. I can't even... Like I said, I can't even fucking put it into words.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Yeah, exciting story. All right.
Yeah.
Fuck in. We played... who did we play with that time at Tomorrow Fall? Was that was a battle of the bands, wasn't it? At the Webster?
Oh, yeah. We played with you guys. Oh,
there's so many fucking bands.
There's so many bands.
That was main stage at the Webster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I was really, really drunk. Me and a buddy of mine polished off a whole bottle of Rumplemints at the bar. Like, fucking wasted. Talking about get up on stage. We played like fifth or sixth, so like, I didn't even know what was going on by the time we played. And fucking,
it was like 120 fucking degrees.
Yeah. Oh, man. And there was like 85 people there. And don't forget, there was like 10 or 11 bands playing, so like, there wasn't too many fans there, but I was still rocking out on stage playing. I was headbanging, thrashing my bass around, and they just so happened to be in the same place at the same time. And I exposed my skull and just bled everywhere. Got to the point, I was totally concussed. I had no idea what was going on. For a good portion of the show, my bass wasn't plugged in. And I was just standing on the riser of the barricade, just thrashing,
yeah.
Bleeding on people and shit. And then I got kicked out after we played because they wouldn't let me back in because I was bleeding. Mm. And this girl comes running up to me, big smile on her face, and she's like, oh my God, that was awesome. How'd you get the hat to bleed? I just like, what?
Wow.
And our guitar player had given me his tie to tie around my head. Yeah. Whip it off, and it's just, immediately blood all over my face again. And the girl's like, what the hell? She couldn't have been more than like 16, 17. That was hilarious.
How'd you get the hat to bleed?
Yeah, how'd you get the hat to bleed?
And that guy from the radio station pulled us out afterwards, and you were going mental.
Oh, that's right.
Interview.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. Dude from CCC immediately was, oh, you guys are awesome, something totally different. And I don't remember exactly what I was saying at all, but I was, you know, drunken, concussed, just got done with the show, kicked out of the club at him. So I can only imagine what I was doing. I remember telling him we were from Mexico a bunch of times. I remember that. Yeah, that was a fun one. Tomorrow will fall.
Yeah, I remember that show. We played with you guys.
Good.
That show, yeah. That was a battle for Mayhem.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. No. And that was the show that everyone was saying a particular band was going to win. Everybody was saying a particular band was going to win before the show even started. And then, lo and behold,
a particular band won.
That particular band won.
Yeah.
I don't remember a whole lot of that show. No. I remember playing, sort of, and most of my story that I just told is pieced together from other people that were there telling me. So it's like, if two or three people tell me the same story, it probably happened. That's my motto.
Right on.
Because there's a lot of times when people, you know, after a show, fucking, hey, I get texts, and do you remember fucking saying this last night? No. No, I didn't say that, did I? Did you hit this guy? And fucking, I don't know what the fuck I do when I'm drunk. I black out, that's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the skinny of it. Oh, yeah. Where you see yourself or We Are Nothing or anything going with within the next 5 years. Where are you going to be in the next 5 years?
I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow, dude.
Right now.
I don't plan 5 years from now. Hopefully we'll be touring arenas and fucking playing to 80,000 people, but maybe I'll be dead.
No. Never know.
Yeah. 5 years. I don't even plan for tomorrow, man. Mm. I'm a live it right now type of dude.
Right now.
Because fucking what are consequences, dude? Consequences that'll happen tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes because it's always today.
Exactly. It's always right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're just age machines that work a second at a time. That's all we're here for. We're gonna die and we're gonna fucking rot. So I might as well have as much fun now.
You fucking ain't right.
Planning doesn't lead to fun. And right. You know? The fact that we might fucking leave this place and get the idea to go to the fucking bar or get the idea to go to fucking Mexico, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I gotta fucking go to work on Monday. Like, that's why I fucking am 33 years old and work a shit fucking job. Because I'm a fucking starving artist, and once I get that chance, I want to be able to just be like, you know,
take what, job?
Fuck you. Nope. I'm out. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to have to worry about, well, I make a fucking good amount of money and blah, blah, blah. You know? I want to just be able to be like, dude, fuck it. Like,
just be able to drop it. And yeah. Fuck you and go.
Because, alright, from today till Sunday night, I don't have to go to work. And then when I go to work, I gotta hate every second of it.
Right.
If Sunday night I was gonna be playing a show instead, I wouldn't hate any of that.
You deal with the public at all, or?
What do you mean?
With your job, do you deal with the public?
Oh, no, I work in a warehouse.
Oh, lucky.
No, dude. It's
that's,
as much as I hate people, I'd rather meet hundreds of random people every day than be spending more of my life with people that I can't stand.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not much of a people person, as I'm sure anybody
I'm
out there
really
listening who knows me is, you know, can attest to. But when I get drunk, when I get some goodies in me, I'm a fun guy, you know what I'm saying? As horrible as that sounds. But, yeah, other than that, like, I just want to fucking sit in the corner and not say things to people because some of the things I say tend to piss people off. Because people are afraid of truths.
Yeah. People shy away from what's actually going on and they have ideas that are the way that things actually are.
Yeah. You know? I want enemies as well as I want friends, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know about people and you know, maybe learn about them in the couple minutes that I have to talk to them. And then if they don't like me, that's great. And if they do like me, that's cool too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
Right.
All the same. It's all the same.
Cool, cool. That's it.
Good spot to end it.
Cool, cool.
Hello world, you're listening to EchoPod Media.